If you're a fan of immersive audio fiction, you won't want to miss out on these shows from Pakhal Media. The Madness of Chartrullian.
Will this world accept my vision of the future? Or is all of this a mistake?
The Nebulous Saga.
You killed my family.
They killed mine.
And for 10 years, I have been making the Alliance pay.
Tales for Howling at the Full Moon.
It is not my worth that brings me here. It is my calling.
Another day, another chosen one.
To learn more about our shows and find out how to support independent creators, visit PakhalMedia.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Raging above. My crew on the Nebula is almost overwhelmed by Nova Alliance soldiers, even with the Space Kraken crumpling their boarding vessel in its tentacles. Breathless, I scoop up a handful of the glittering stardust, heedless of the blood on my skin from the fight it's taken to get here. The rust pink and golden dust gleams like a galaxy. Particles escape between my fingers, floating in the low gravity. This dust will grant me one wish, but I suddenly don't know which wish to request. Utter destruction of the Alliance and long-awaited revenge for my parents' deaths? Or the hope for something more beyond this endless war? The hope for a future? I close my eyes.
I wish.
An explosion throws me backward, a cannonball splintering a nearby boulder into shrapnel. Sand gritty in my mouth, I spit and struggle to my knees. My ears ring. Where's the chest gone? I clutch my one handful of stardust, white knuckled. I must wish now, before it's too late. What do I wish for? Alluvian's dual suns dim as the distant planet slides between us and the larger star, casting the space battle in Auburn. The stardust guardian, Calypsia, struggles to her feet a dozen yards away, clutching her wounded shoulder, seemingly torn between escape and stopping me. Why? Why am I delaying? I've fought for this vengeance for 10 long years. Only a fool would back out now.
I wish.
Heat!
The Nebula's cook clambers from a life jet onto the moon.
We must retreat!
No! I cannot!
I clench the stardust. Cookie meets Calypsia halfway.
Get to the life jet! This moon is unstable!
Calypsia casts me a final glance and flees.
Come, lad!
I have the stardust.
His eyes widen behind his smudged glasses.
You'll do then. This is the choice you make.
I clench my jaw. But before I can speak, a bellow pierces the thin atmosphere. One of the Kraken's tentacles smashes into the ground beneath us as the creature writhes in pain, and I'm knocked off my feet again. One hand clamped over my oxygen mask to keep it in place, the other still clutching the precious stardust, I stagger upright. Where's Cookie? Light is vanquished as the two Haluvian suns are eclipsed by their planet. The ships above are rimmed with silver from their lanterns, but the starlight doesn't reach me. Only flashes of cannon fire illuminate the scene before me in dizzying snatches. Blackness. Then a flash of red. Cookie clings to a stony outcropping, his torso wrapped in the Kraken's tentacle. Black. Red. His mask has been knocked askew. I run toward it. Sensing movement, I duck another coiling tentacle. Black. Red. I grab Cookie's wrist, fighting against the Kraken's impossible grip, but my footing slips. If I had a free hand, I could grab the knife with my belt and slice the tentacle wrapped around Cookie, but that would mean letting everything else go. I clutch the handful of stardust. Black. Red. I stare at Cookie. His chest heaves for air around his loose oxy mask, his skin graying already. His fingers slip. Black. Red. His eyes close, but his lips shape my name. Pete. Not Captain. Or even Dolian. But Pete. To him, I was always Pete. As darkness plunges again, I release the stardust, drawing my knife and lunge at where I saw the Kraken's tentacle. Praying I haven't miscalculated, I drive the blade into the coiling flesh over and over. With another bellow, the Kraken's grip loosens just as Cookie goes limp. I haul him free, and he collapses to the sandy ground.
Cookie.
Blindly, I fumble his oxy mask into place. I can't feel him moving. I kneel over him, gripping his shoulders.
Wake up. Wake up!
The darkness lessens slightly, revealing his pallid skin as the first sun begins to emerge. A shard of fear drives deep into my chest. He can't be dead. Please, please. Memories flash before my eyes. Cookie's gentle voice, his kind eyes, weathered smile, always listening, always ready, should I need him. Why has it taken me so long to realize? I've been so caught up in seeking vengeance for my parents, too obsessed with what I've lost, to see what I still have.
Please, I don't want to be too late.
I fumble at Cookie's wrist, trying to find a pulse. Lean close to listen for breathing. A faint throb flutters beneath my fingers, but it's slowing. I don't know how to save him.
Don't die. I wish we had more time, so I could tell you.
Somehow, over the last 10 years, Cookie has become like a father to me. Tears blur my vision, and I press my fist to my mouth to hold back a sob. My fingers tingle. Then a burst of light explodes from my palm, and I jerk backward, mouth and eyes wide. My hand pulses with 100 tiny stars, all shining like pure gold. Like specks of stardust. Beside me, Cookie gasps and opens his eyes. I bury my face in his shoulder and weep. The gaping wound in my chest from the vengeance that I have been enslaved to for so long seems to knit together with every falling tear.
There, love. It's gonna be all right.
A stray cannonball rocks the moon, and Cookie squeezes my shoulder.
Come. There's still time.
For what? Trying to escape the Alliance? I'm doubtful. Time to be arrested for piracy and 1,000 deaths? Most likely. Time to heal? Only if they let me live that long. But I hope so. for Cookie's sake. My eyes must betray my turmoil as I help Cookie toward the life jet, because he smiles faintly and nods. Nebulous Saga was written by Jane Marie and produced by Magnus Carlsen and Jane Marie. Starring Reese Lawton as Captain Peter Dolian, Shogo Miyakita as Cookie, Michael Malconian as Jesse Kiefer, Tali Deasis as Calypsia, Reginald West as the Ancient One, and Aud Andrews as the Bard. Narrated by Magnus Carlsen. The Nebulous Saga podcast would not exist without the following people. H.M. Radcliffe, original sound design. Will Fox and Michael Bonmiller, original score. Madison Brown and Sarah Allenson, art and illustration. Kirk DuPonts, title design. Alice May, additional web design. Epidemic Sound, additional score. Havoc Publishing, for originally publishing the Nebulous Saga in print at gohavoc.com. And most specially, our eternal gratitude to H.M. Radcliffe from Pack Howl Media for her indefatigable support of the show. For more information, visit www.thenebulousaga.com.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz, and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.